Philip Sample Pierre Khadija here. Today's date is 01/23/2024/5. Dictation is for Christopher Hancock. Hancock spells H-A-N-H-A-T-H-C-O-C-K. Christopher spells C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Date of birth is 11/1/1972. This is a 52-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. In this paragraph, Mr. Hancock has a history of opioid use disorder. Currently in Suboxone, is here for follow-up for this and the medication refill. He stayed since his last visit. He has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and today says he has no complaints, period. Patient missed his last appointment and stated that he had no funds to pay for the visits. Said that he had to cut some of his medication in half and stretch it, but stated that while taking half, he did not feel very well, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 145/88. Repeat blood pressure is 143/88. Pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.2, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs, no peripheral edema, sinusitis, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial alert 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder, number 2 is medication refill, period. A PMP rare was reviewed, data from PMP rare does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. PMP urine drug screen was done, drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which is part of the program. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. Patient and I had a discussion about keeping his appointment. He was strongly encouraged to at least call us the next time he cannot make his appointment. He was advised that this is considered a warning. Next, he will be given a formal consult and eventually we'll consider whether to keep him on the program or not because of missing appointment and not calling, period. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL-FIM. Take 1 film SLBID for 30 days, number 660. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.